yesterday we started discussing wearing hats for davening, but the question was about wearing hats, jackets, and gartels. So today we'll do jackets. We'll see if we get to gartels also. It's interesting. You'll see gartels probably has the strongest basis in Shulchan Aruch, but we'll discuss it when we get to that. Today is jackets. I have to wet your palate. That's a teaser. Shulchan Aruch Chaim Hilchos Tefilah Siman Sadi Aleph Si'if Vav writes Derech HaChachamim V'Talmidehem Shelo Yispalu El K'shem Atufim, that the ways of Chachamim and Talmidehem and their Talmidim is totally davin when they're Atufim. So what does Atufim mean? So Pashasism means to be wrapped in a jacket. Besides for, obviously you're wearing a shirt, but it means on top of the shirt to have something, some sort of ituf, some sort of wrap around yourself. And the Rama says, "Ubei zam yesh lechabek yadayim b'shasat tefillah ka'avda kamei marei, ubei shalom yesh leskashiv b'gadim noyim lespalel." How nice your clothing is should depend on the circumstances in the time in which you live. If you live in a time of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great anger, and where things aren't going so good for the Jews, then you should stand there like an Eved, and not in your finest clothing. In the time of Shalom, you want to be in the most beautiful clothing possible. Now, the Lashon, the Shulchan Aruch, is Derech HaChamim V'Talmideihem. Right? I'm not a Talmud Chacham, right? So why do I have to wear a jacket for davening? So the Kaf HaChaim says, Hadinakat Derech HaChacham V'Talmideihem. The reason why it says such a Lashon, Chacham V'Talmideihem, is based on the Gemara in Shabbos that we learned yesterday. The Gemara says that Chazina Lid Rav Kahana, that we saw that Rav Kahana, when there was Tsar in the world, he would take off his jacket, and when there was Shalom in the world, he would wear his jacket. So since it's based on a story about Rav Kahana, and it's one of the Talmidim Rav Ashi saying that he saw his Rebbe, he saw Rav Kahana doing this, so that's why it uses the Lashon Derech Chachamim V'Talmideihem. But the Kaf HaChaim says, Aval Hu Adin Kol Adam Yesh L'Lasos Kein. It's not only for the Chachamim V'Talmideihem. Really, everyone's supposed to do it. V'chein kosva cheslav v'romos gimel, dekol adam ya'ase atzmo tamil chacham l'chol kayotzi bazeh l'kayim mitzvah sichon l'kros l'kach Yisrael. He says, for these types of halachos, everyone's a Talmud Chacham. Everyone should try to be a Talmud Chacham. It does not involve a sense of yuhara to act in that way. Everyone should be a Talmud Chacham for this type of halacha. So now all it says is to be misatev. So what about, why does it have to be a jacket? What about if I wear a talus? So can you be misatev in a talus? If you don't wear a jacket, would that work as well? So the Kaf HaChaim writes that if you look at the Lashon of the Gemara, he has a beautiful diuk in the Gemara. He says, what did he do when it was Shas Shalom? He was lavish, umischasi, umisatev. So says the Kaf HaChaim, hainu, what does that mean? Lavish, shar malbushav, he was clothed, he wore his shirt and his pants. Umischasi, what does that mean? Bibegeda elyon, he wore a jacket. Umisatev, that's the talus. So the talus, even if you have talus, apparently you need both coverings. Meaning the Kaf HaChaim understands you would need the jacket and I know he said misatev is the talus, not the jacket. Okay, but be that as it may, he thinks that you should need both. That you should need both the jacket and the talus. Now, someone asked yesterday, is there a difference between Shabbos and a weekday? Right, that some people wear hats only on Shabbos, some people wear hats during the week as well. Is there any basis for that? So the Aruch HaShulchan actually, in discussing a jacket, says that there might be a difference between Shabbos and a weekday. And it's all based on the Gemara that we spoke about just before. What was the Gemara? What did the Gemara say? Not that you would always wear a jacket for davening. Aruch HaShulchan, Tzadi Alv Siv Beis. They didn't always wear, the Gemara didn't say they always wore a jacket for davening. It said that what? B'shas Shalom, they'd wear a jacket for davening. When it wasn't a Shas Shalom, they wouldn't wear a jacket for davening, right? They would dafka want to look like an Eved. They would want to look not so confident when they went in to daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, so the Lachain, Yesh Shemedaktikim Ata, Dikat Sara Bialma, Nebuchadnezzar, difficult times, there are some people that are careful, Libilis, Liblilis, Palal Mincho Marv Bechol Bebeged Elyon, Ubishabbos V'yom Tov Mispalin Bebeged Elyon. They don't wear a Beged Elyon on a weekday, but they do on a Shabbos. Why? Because on Shabbos, everything is B'shalom, B'shalva, everything goes away. You have Menucha Shabbos, all the worries go away. During the week, we have all these worries, says the Halacha, that there were people that had such a minhag. So maybe if you hold that the Din Atifa extends to Atifas Harosh also, and it's not only a Din of Atifa on the Guf, but it's an Atifas Harosh, so then maybe that's the basis for those who have the minhag to wear a hat dafka only on Shabbos and not during the week. That might be the basis for that minhag. And one interesting point relating to wearing a jacket for davening is that in Shachris it can get difficult to wear a jacket for davening, because when you're davening Shachris, you're also wearing tefillin. And sometimes the jacket doesn't fit easily over the tefillin. So what do you do in that situation? How do you wear a jacket if you're wearing tefillin and the jacket doesn't fit the sleeve, doesn't fit over the tefillin? So what do you do? What's the eitzah? What do people do? So most people don't put their hand in the sleeve. They either leave the sleeve, the jacket hanging on one shoulder, or they button it on the side where the sleeve is hanging down. Now, what's the idea of being misatef? What does the Gemara say? That you want to appear like someone would appear before a melech, like a sar lefnei melech, something like that. Would you ever in a million years, meaning if for whatever reason you couldn't put your arm in a sleeve when you were going to meet the president, would you ever think to button it down there and just have it hanging loose? Just don't wear a jacket, right? So Rav Shechter in Mipnine Rabbeinu quotes from Rav Soloveitchik. He says in Meisen, page Chav Gimel, Osei, in Mipnine Rabbeinu, that when Rav Soloveitchik was much older, the Talmidim noticed that he wasn't wearing a jacket for Shachris. And even though he used to always wear a jacket for Shachris, and they said to him, one of them said to him, why aren't you wearing a jacket anymore for Shachris? And he said, well, I just started putting on Reb Chaim's tefillin. Somehow he got a hold of his grandfather's tefillin. And apparently Reb Chaim had very large batim on his tefillin, and the jacket sleeve didn't fit over it. So he said, what, I'm going to look like a crazy person wearing a jacket with one sleeve off? How can you stand lefnei melech like that? So that, given the options, that was the best thing to do. So it wasn't only, it's not only a YU thing, it wasn't only Rav Soloveitchik that said this way, Rav Shlomo Zalman in Alicha Shlomo also says, he says, Ein roi ladam bari lispalel kshamal busha el yantolo el kseifav. A healthy person should never daven with his jacket hanging on his shoulders. In yeshivas, a lot of times, they wear hats and jackets for mincha, but what do? They don't want to put on the jacket. It's so much effort to put both hands in the sleeves. So they'll just have the jacket hanging on their shoulders when they daven. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, oh, you should never daven like that. And he says, Aflin in Shabbos ha'yichochich lahachmir shlo lahalich bach kach bizmanein b'rishos harabim b'makom shein eruv. He thought you can't walk that way in the streets when there's no eruv on Shabbos because it's Israel tzah, because it's not derech levisha, because they don't make jackets to be worn that way. He thought it was mamash in Israel tzah, or chochich lahachmir, that it might be in Israel tzah. Rav Sternbach in Tshuvas van Hagel says, when he discusses, he has a tshuva about gartels, which we'll get to, I guess, tomorrow, but he says in the tshuva about gartels, the biggest problem with people who wear gartels is that the only way to wear the gartel when you have the tefillin and the jacket and everything, right, is to put the jacket down off to the side, because if you try to, even if you try to put it on the shoulder, I guess, it doesn't, he thought the shoulder would be okay, right, but you have it hanging on the shoulder, but it's very difficult with the gartel to have it on the shoulder, I guess, it's not so stable, so they put it down on the side and they button it. He says everyone who has a gartel does that, and that ruins the whole idea of dressing respectfully for tefillah when you have the jacket off to the side. That's Rav Sternbach and Tshuvas van Hagel's Chelek Aleph Siman Samach Tes. Nevertheless, there is a day out there that it's okay. The Isha Yisrael Perik Yud Ha'ara Yir Aleph quotes from Orchos Rabbeinu that the stipler said in the name of that Chazanish said that you're allowed to be mispalel when you wear a jacket even if you don't put the hands into the sleeves. And he says Umeagun Rav Yecheskel Bramsky says Tzal Shemati She'en Roy Lelechas Kach Av Shelo B'Shas Tefila. Yecheskel Bramsky said no, like we've been saying up until now, that you shouldn't go like that even when you're not davening, let alone when you are davening. But the Chazanish apparently held it was okay. What's the svar to say it is okay? It's a very strong svar to say it's not okay. What's the svar to say it is okay? So there's a little sefer, many volumes already actually now, called Minog Yisrael Torah, which tries to justify every Minog Yisrael, whether they're justifiable or not justifiable. They try to justify every Minog Yisrael, and he has over there that maybe it's mitzvah sabakach. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us we have to wear tefillin, and he wants us to be misatev. So obviously, the only way to be misatef and wear tefillin is to do it that way, so then it's not considered disrespectful to that king. Meaning, you're going to meet the president, you wouldn't dress that way, because the president didn't tell you to wear this big box on your hand that will block the sleeve from going over. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did tell you to do that. So you're going to meet the Ribbono Shel Olam, so you do the best with what he told you to do. So that would be the heter to dress that way during davening. But obviously, the best thing to do is to wear the jacket, but to have the sleeve, wear the jacket with the sleeve rather than just have the jacket hanging off. So I guess tomorrow we'll discuss gartels. Yes. Okay.